A new UN report is condemning the use of drone strikes around the world and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people, who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. Call now.
Extend your life with me. neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 25th day of July, year of our Lord, 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Quick reminder, I will be speaking in Springfield, Missouri. This will be a Preppers Expo, August 16th and 17th, Saturday and Sunday, at the Hilton Doubletree Hotel in Springfield, Missouri. Details at my website, thelibertyman.com. Before we get to our guest and caller on hold, prepper tip of the day. This came from my team sergeant in Special Forces, and here's what he told me. He says, Moore, you take care of your equipment, and your equipment will take care of you. Words to live by. Take care of your equipment, and your equipment will take care of you. I recall reading Carlos Hathcock's autobiography, and Carlos Hathcock was the Marine sniper in Vietnam with the most confirmed kills. He would go out on a 3-day operation by himself with very limited provisions, limited water, limited food, living under very harsh conditions those 3 days, 4 days, whatever it might be. And when he would come back, what was the first thing he would do? Take a hot shower? No. Eat? No. He cleaned his rifle. That's the very first thing he did, was clean his rifle when he got back. Then he'd take a hot shower, then he would shave, and then he would get something to eat. So that way I found that to be very impressive. We have our usual Friday morning guest waiting patiently in the green room, Ms. Ann Morrison. And Ann, I know you're listening. Ann is an engineer and Ann is a scientist. And Ann, before we start our dialogue, you and I, we have a gentleman who needs to make a special announcement, Mr. Shannon McGauley. Shannon is the head of the Texas Minutemen. And there are some things going on down here he's looking to get some help with. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
Real good.
Well, basically the gist of it is I'm getting calls from landowners asking for help because they're being overrun by the tsunami that's coming over our southern border.
A tsunami of people, not water.
That's true. The last average was about 400 being children, so you can add that up at 800 times 30 times 12, and that's just in that one region coming over every day.
1,200 per day, and how many miles of border are we talking about for this region?
Almost 2,000 between here and California.
Okay, all right. Well, that adds up pretty quick, doesn't it? Now, if a person wanted to help out the Texas Minutemen, how would they go about doing that, Shannon?
We need to volunteer their time by going to the website, txminutemen or minuteman.org, and they can register to volunteer to help the landowners on the border.
And tell us what kind of people you're looking for, what kind of training, what kind of equipment they should have.
Binoculars, video cameras, FRS or GMRS radios, or ham radio, of course.
Camping equipment?
Of course, camping equipment, and a lot of times there's facilities on the property, but it's always best to have camping equipment.
No assumptions. They need to be prepared to take care of preparing meals, sanitation in the field, cleaning themselves up, making sure that waste products are disposed of properly. The Texas Minutemen will be providing some help in getting them all squared away, won't they?
Yes, we have a list on the website on what they probably need to bring, plus we can assist them out in the field.
Outstanding. Well, this is a good heads up, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to help secure our southern border by being, I guess, the modern equivalent of the World War II Coast Watchers, where we had these guys out on islands watching for Japanese shipping. Instead of on a South Pacific island, you'd be on the United States-Mexican border with binoculars, way to provide shade, because many of those areas don't have any trees, do they?
No, it's pretty flat land.
Pretty flat land with limited trees. So some kind of way to make shade and take care of field conditions and report back your findings with radios to the proper authorities.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's great, Shannon, and let's talk privately maybe next Monday and get an update on where we stand.
Okay, sure will.
Thank you, Shannon. We appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay. I know you're paying attention to a number of different things, and tell us what's high on your list today. Good morning.
Well, I think what we just heard is high on my list. I was going to say that, the oath keepers, they say, where you are is where you'll stay. Isn't that the oath keepers? One of the groups says that. Where you are is where you'll stay. I've heard that from you anyway.
Well, Paul Martin has got that information from his high-ranking FEMA insider. Has exactly said those words, word for word.
Yeah, and I was thinking, well, they closed the airport at Tel Aviv because of the rockets that were being shot in that direction. It was closed down for, 2.5 or 3 days. And I thought, well, those people are going to stay where they are. And that could that order went out from the FAA, and it was immediate. I mean, airlines that were ready to land, airliners that were ready to land, were diverted to other airports. I mean, that's how fast that communication was obeyed. And I thought, well, that could happen any place. It could happen here in the United States. We could see a grounding of all air flights, and wherever you are, that's where you're going to stay.
Right.
Now, the other thing that happened, I don't know if you know this or not, but I assume you do, is that the embassies, the U.S. embassies around the world, have stopped issuing passports and visas. And that's another instance of where you are is where you'll stay. And what they're blaming is a computer glitch. or virus. They haven't said virus, but they say that their computers are not working properly, or they're really slow or something. But in any case, they've stopped issuing passports and visas around the world at the U.S. embassies. So,
amazing stuff. Yeah, go ahead.
And I'm thinking, well, okay, what if you... You know, this might be a good time to return home, wherever home is, and get with your families. Oh, dear. And
Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back. Call number is 800-313-9443.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 25th day of July. In Special Forces, we would call what's going on the southern border with the Texas Minutemen a outpost. Outpost listing post, OPLP. If I was going down there to join the Texas Minutemen, I would certainly bring my 1911, and I'd be using a hybrid holster to secure it just behind my right hip. In that position, I could drape a shirt over the holster so it would be concealed and comfortable and secure. There if I need it. There are some very dangerous hombres coming across that border. MS-13 gang members, Islamic jihadists coming across that border. While I would not be looking for trouble, I'd be prepared to deal with it if it came. And I think you should also. So if you're looking at joining the Texas Minutemen, I would urge you to make sure your equipment is squared away, that you've got everything you need, and if you need to upgrade your holster, a great way to upgrade it would be with the Cover 6 Gear Hybrid Holster for whatever pistol or pistols you might be carrying. You can get all the details at cover6gear.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. If you don't want to give out your credit card over the internet, you can call the toll-free order line at 877-373-6660. This will be during Central Daylight Business Hours, 877-373-6660. We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison, and we're going over some topics of interest. Good morning. Let's go, Ann. Continue.
I was Paul Martin called me yesterday, and he wanted me to be sure to tell you or to mention that the Ebola virus may have reached Nigeria. And Nigeria is the largest country in Africa, population-wise. And it is, if I'm going from south to north, so that I'm, if I start with Guinea was where all this Ebola started. They're calling it they don't really have a name for it. They're calling it the West African Ebola. It's about 30, they think it's about 30% fatal. It's not as fatal as the Zaire Ebola virus, which came out of the Congo. But so it went from Guinea to Sierra Leone and into Liberia. And the next country to the south of that is the Ivory Coast. And then we have Ghana, Benin, and Nigeria. And Nigeria, by population, is by far the largest country in that area. And a man flew in from Liberia. They knew he was sick, and they quarantined him. And they know that he has a filovirus, which is the group that the Ebola virus belongs to, but they have not definitely said that he has the West African Ebola virus. But since he was sick coming in from Liberia, we think that he probably does. Now, if it spreads in Nigeria, and Nigeria has large cities, and if it spreads in Nigeria, that would be a bad thing for northern and Saharan Africa, because flights go from Nigeria into Europe. Now, the other countries that are affected, Guinea, Sierra Leone, Liberia, their flights are 90% within those countries.
Right.
In other words, they don't, you know, they're just regional airlines. They don't even fly across the continent. But 10% of their flights do go into France. And so we want to keep an eye on France to see if there's any kind of news about hemorrhagic disease in France. And I don't know what kind of security they have there in their airports for Ebola. You know, Ebola,
Here's what they'd have to do, Ann. They would have to draw blood from everybody and then test the blood from everybody before they would allow them out of the quarantine area to even get on a plane. That's not going to happen, Ann. That's not going to happen.
Well, I agree. And this West African Ebola has a incubation time of about 21 days, about three
right.
weeks.
Right.
And people can present asymptomatically up to 2 days before they die, and then they get a high fever, a cough, with blood.
And start bleeding from every orifice as their internal organs are melting.
Well, yes. Bloody diarrhea would be a good indication that you need to get yourself quarantined. Now, as it turns out, one of the chief medical officers that has been in Guinea and he is a highly respected epidemiologist, and I'm sure that he protected himself. You know, he was there mostly to train people, so he wasn't in the hospitals with the sick people.
Right.
But he did travel around the country in Guinea, and he has come down with Ebola now.
Right. Well, three of his nurses have already died. You know, I've got a map of Africa in front of me. Guinea borders six other countries. It has a small, relatively small coastline, but it's bordered by Guinea-Bissau, Gambia, Mali, Ivory Coast, Liberia, and Sierra Leone.
That's right. And the Ivory Coast. Okay, the Ivory Coast in 2010-2011 had a political war. It was a real war. It was a civil war. And people, because of the elections that were conducted there, and people didn't like the result, so a lot of them fled into Sierra Leone. And now they want to, because of the Ebola virus in Sierra Leone, they want to go back home to the Ivory Coast. The Ivory Coast is not letting them in.
Right.
So their home is Ivory Coast, and they can, you know, that's their country. It's just that they fled and tried to get away from the...
Well, these borders of all these countries, many of these countries are fairly small places. These borders frequently are rivers that are unprotected, unguarded, with no fence, dirt roads that are unprotected, unguarded, with no fence, and people for centuries have been going back and forth against these various areas, conducting their lives and business and relationships. And paying no attention to these borders, haven't they, Ann?
Well, I think you're talking about the Bush people.
Right.
But if you're trying to go, these people who are trying to get in legitimately, they're going through border crossings, and they're being rejected. Now, you know, I'm a city person, and you may be more countrified than I am, so you're probably familiar with getting out in the brush and crossing borders, maybe. I don't know, but I'm not. There's no way I would go.
Well,
out
I've conducted hundreds of covert operations where I would go across country with a map and a compass to achieve my goal and have nobody observe me. So yes, I'm very comfortable in that environment. And Bush people have those talents if they choose to exercise them.
That's right. But I'm saying that these people are city people. Yeah, they're not used to that. These are not Bush people. These are people who escaped from a civil war in the Ivory Coast. They went into Sierra Leone, and now they want to repatriate, and the Ivory Coast is saying, no, you can't come back because of the Ebola virus. Now,
right.
There is one more thing I want to mention about Africa and the Ebola virus. Oh,
hold that thought. I know, time flies. We have a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Ladies, with a U.S. divorce rate near 30% in this job market, looks matter. Breast enhancement or reduction, a tummy tuck or a little lipo can work wonders on you and your confidence. With hospital rates at fractions of U.S. prices, and thanks to the recent Thai coup, unheard of low airfare and jaw-dropping deals on luxury hotel rooms. Provide a little info. Get a quote. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 25th day of July. Freeze dry, guys. Current sale began the 1st of July. I don't know when it ends. I really don't. I haven't talked to Freeze Dry Guy this month yet. So, you may have a week to get in on a sale. You may have longer. I wouldn't take the chance of waiting too long. Either the sale will end or he'll run out of inventory. When you run 30% off prices that are already a good price, well, you're going to get some business. Chicken with rice, spaghetti with meat sauce, chili mac with beef, beef stroganoff, vegetable beef with stew, mac and cheese, chicken teriyaki with rice, one of my grandson's favorites. 30% off, shipping included to the lower 48. This is a really good deal. Take part in this while you can. You don't want to be left out in the cold. You can get the details at freezedryguy.com, the nutritional facts, the cost per case delivered to your door in the lower 48. FreezeDryGuy.com, the toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours. Here it is, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. And we've got some callers on hold here. First, we had Greg in California. Good morning, Greg.
Yeah, hi, John. This is JG. I had a question, a couple for you and one for Ann. Good morning, Ann. Have you heard from Alexander Mundy at all about this immigration from Central America from Alex?
I haven't talked to Alex for a while. I need to catch up with him. Has he posted anything that you're aware of?
No, sir. No, I don't have a computer, but I heard, I don't know if his Dr. Deagle was in touch, or, cause he has him on, doesn't he, John?
He has had in the past quite a few times, yes.
Yeah, I just wish you both would get him on by Friday.
You're talking about Alexander Bachman, right?
Yeah, Bachman, right, I'm sorry.
Right.
And, what about the UN vehicle sightings in our country, John? Because they're stepping up Agenda 21, you know, with the wildlife.
Well, the vehicles are here. That's well documented. They're being pre-positioned for future use. Dave Hodges has pondered and speculated that this crisis of these people coming across our border will get so severe that the President of the United States will ask for United Nations intervention. And I cannot find a way to disagree with what Dave Hodges is saying.
Right. Yeah, because I called Frosty Wooldridge, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and he never got back to me, but I told him we hadn't heard from him in months, if not a long time, over a year, actually. And then next thing I know, he's on coast to coast. But he never returned my call, and he used to talk to me. And I don't know what's going on with that, but I just was glad to hear him back on the... I wish you'd get him on sometime, or you and Dave and Frosty. He's a wealth of information all over the world.
Yeah, he's done some good work, Frosty has.
Yes, sir. I was wondering, and what are these, have you heard at all that any of the Chinese coming down with anything in these foreign trade, in these free trade zones that they've set up all over the country, some 300 or something that we have, you have heard, are they bringing any more disease than the Latino aliens?
That effect. what I hear is that they're, they're very heavily populated. And of course, China is building a new canal to replace the Panama, well, not to replace it, but to supplement it. Yeah. And they're building that across Nicaragua. And they want, because they have super tankers, they have tankers that carry these sea land containers. I don't mean tankers, I mean these merchants' vehicles, and they're bigger than will go through the Panama Canal. The Panama Canal has not been maintained, and so it's filling up with silt. They're having troubles down there getting even regular-sized container ships through it. But China is building a canal through Nicaragua, and they expect to go into Houston. They aren't even looking at New Orleans. Yeah, and they have a free trade zone there, and that's huge. And they helped improve the port of Houston.
In Houston, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Greg, I believe China will do everything they can to maintain the health of their people in these free trade zones. It's in their interest to do so.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anything else, Greg?
Well, sir, thank you both.
Okay,
very much.
Thank you for the call. Next, we go to John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Hello, Ann. Couple things before I get to my call. If I recall, Panama Canal was given to China several years ago by one of the presidents. I don't remember if it
Well,
was.
That's not quite right. We gave up control to the government of Panama, and then after the fact, China came in and pretty much took over after we were gone. But you're close. You're close. Real close.
Well, I do know that they are constructing another canal through Nicaragua. The other thing is, about 4 or 5 years ago, I know that they were staging the UN vehicles in Florida very heavily. There's been reports. I'm on the road 10 or 12 hours a day. I've seen white UN vehicles that I know to be UN vehicles, although they're unmarked, moving down the road, by the hundreds. And the reason, what prompted my call, and I'm wondering if you've heard, I was listening to True News podcast on YouTube by a pastor who said that the plague has actually been released in Colorado and Denver. Have you heard any reports of the bubonic plague?
Yes,
in Denver?
We have. Yes, we have heard that. It's being reported by epidemiologists through their news channels. And it's, the story they're giving is that a dog caught it from a rodent. and gave it to a man. Now, normally, you get subcutaneous plague with that way. You don't get pneumonic plague. But he got pneumonic plague, and three of his associates now have it.
Right.
Well, what I'm hearing, too, is that this is a strain that has been engineered to where they can't trace it back. The government actually has plausible deniability. There's no way to trace this to any laboratory. So it's a virulent strain, I guess.
John, my second hour that begins at 8 o'clock Central. Paul Martin from Colorado will be giving us some updates on some very concerning health-related matters in Colorado. So you might want to be listening to that.
I'm not able to do that. The only one I can hear is on the phone.
Okay.
Working. I'm not able to do the other thing. Anyway, that's what I had, and all I would tell people, although we need to be prepared physically and emotionally, please, folks, prepare spiritually, because that's where it all lies. You know,
absolutely.
The question is that I would ask you, when your last breath is taken, and we're all going to draw our last breath, what then? So many preparations. Thanks.
John, thank you for the call. And we've covered some very serious topics. We've got about 10-plus minutes here, 10, 15 minutes, not quite 15. What are things that are on your agenda today you want to talk about?
Well, I wanted to finish up with the Ebola in Africa. There's a strange thing going on, and that is we're getting reports from countries around the Congo, which is now called the Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC, and from Tanzania and from Zambia, and they are preparing for an influx of the Ebola. Now, since they're a long way, I mean, they're clear across the continent from the west coast of Africa, that it seems very strange that they are putting out alerts and preparing for an influx of Ebola. We know that there is an Ebola strain that is active in the Congo, and but they seem to think it's going to spread. Now, if it's the same as the West Coast Ebola, then that would make sense, but that has not been said. It's just saying that they are preparing for it. The other thing I wanted to mention, and this is about the MERS coronavirus in Saudi Arabia, and I'm just going to read this. I mean, this is astonishing. So hold on to your seats, ladies and gentlemen. The latest report of the World Health Organization refers to a decline in virus infections, noting that the virus does not represent an international emergency anymore.
Well, that gives me a real warm and fuzzy feeling.
I mean, I read this and I reread it and I thought, what are they talking about? Saudi Arabia is exporting MERS coronavirus into Europe, into Asia, and into the United States. And they're saying it does not represent an international emergency anymore. This MERS coronavirus can have an incubation period up to 4 weeks, 28 days, a month. And that means that people can be walking around with it and show no symptoms, and you can catch it from their sweat.
Hold that thought. From their sweat. That's a new one. I haven't heard that. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 25th of July. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. Starting my fourth year this month, helping my friend Tom Berryhill sell energy cleaners worldwide. As I am beginning the fourth year, I'm noticing more and more referrals from doctors telling their patients they should buy an energy cleaner. And more people buying their third and fourth and even more units because they want to see people close to them have a good night's sleep, wake up pain-free with more physical energy and more mental energy, just like I do. Later today, I'll be down on my hands and knees on concrete, working on doing some painting, trimming, paint trimming. Yeah, I'll have some aches and pains tonight, but I'll get a great night's sleep and wake up pain-free with more physical and mental energy with the energy cleaner. You can also. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Toll-free order line. You can order directly off my website, thelibertyman.com, or you can call my toll-free order line. You don't need to give out your credit card over the internet that way. Toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison, and Ann, we're down to the last 8 minutes or so here.
Okay. Well, I just find that statement alarming, since it came from the World Health Organization, and that means that that our health facilities here in the United States, from the CDC to the TSA, will no longer be looking for people with MERS, because it's no longer a threat as defined by the World Health Organization. They still don't know how people are catching it. They don't know, but they don't know much of anything, really.
Right.
It's you get it, and 30% of you die. Most of the people who die have either diabetes or type 2 diabetes. Well, their blood sugar is high.
Let me give you a heads up on how businesses conducted in the third world, and we're talking about healthcare professionals and positions that people might be appointed to within the government healthcare structure. Say we got two candidates to be in charge of an appointed position, and one person has serious credentials, graduating from, let's say, Harvard Medical School. And the other person has marginal medical credentials, graduating from, I never heard of it, medical school, wherever it might be. The person who has the best political and business connections, that person will get the appointment, regardless of their credentials. And that's the way it works in the third world. So what we're seeing in many of these countries, in most of these countries, are people that get elevated to relatively high positions of trust and responsibility that don't necessarily have the proper credentials to do what their job description says they should be doing. And welcome to the third world, and that's top to bottom. That is top to bottom. I saw this for the first time in Vietnam. Being an interpreter to interpret English, if you're a Vietnamese, young Vietnamese soldier, was a highly desirable position because you're probably not going to get shot at that much. So the interpreter I worked with spoke English quite well, and we got to be pretty good friends. But his buddy, who was also an interpreter, he could barely speak English. And I know for a fact that his family was connected politically, and they managed to get Junior appointed as a interpreter, despite the fact that he could barely understand or speak English. So that's another layer of what's going on in these third world countries in West Africa, and we got people in positions of trust and responsibility within these healthcare protocol, groups that we've got, that the government has, that may or may not have proper credentials to do the right thing for the right reasons.
Well, but here we're talking about the United Nations. We're not talking about the local healthcare givers. We're talking about the United Nations that said that MERS coronavirus is no longer an international health threat. So, I think that my saying that goes along with what you're saying is that, well, I have to feed my progeny. You know, these people who are rich, they have families, and their families have families. And I won't call it a mafia. It's just an association of people. It's not that you're associated with anybody. It's that you're in the family. And they're going to find jobs for you. And that happens in the United States, too. So anyway, you have to feed your progeny, and that's what they're going to do. All right, I want to move to the... Excuse me, go ahead.
Go ahead. Move on.
I want to move to the sun. The sun is really strange. We are at the maximum. The maximum sunspots cycle occurred in March this year. And in the middle of this solar max, because it'll be another 11 years before we get to the solar min, the sun has slipped into a state that resembles the solar minimum.
Is there any precedence for this, Ann?
Only during what you would call the Maunder minimum. You can do that.
And what happened during the Maunder minimum, if you know?
We had what was called the little ice age. They didn't.
I know.
Mini.
I know that would have been in the 1700s.
Yes, and that was when Valley Forge, when George Washington was trying to get his troops together, and they about half of them froze Valley Forge. They just couldn't, because there was so much snow. It was cold. I mean, this is the sun does
well,
have an
effect. There were other issues. Some were monetary. The farmers don't want to accept the continental dollar in payment for fresh produce, meat, eggs, milk, and so forth. So that was a big issue there as well as the cold.
Anyway, sunspot numbers are low. The X-ray and radio output are depressed. And there's the NOAA, that's our people that watch the sun and forecast what's going to happen, estimate a scant 1% chance of solar flares during the next 24 hours. Now, this quiet could be disturbed over the weekend. However, we don't know that. Now, there is a coronal hole on the sun at this time, and there is a stream of solar wind flowing from that coronal hole. Coronal hole, you know, the sun is surrounded by the corona. If there's a hole in the corona, then you can look deeper into the surface of the sun, and what you see is a magnetic spot. They call it magnetic. It's like where you would get a CME from. So in other words, you know, a CME is magnetism, and the magnetism in the corona of the sun is very complicated, very intricate, and very strong. Anyway, there is a stream coming out of that. There's a magnetic stream coming out of that hole, and it may affect. It could reach the Earth on Monday or Tuesday. So this is very strange from the sun, and we can expect them. I think, you know, that we are going to have a cooler autumn than we might otherwise have, unless the flares and the X-rays and the radio transmissions pick up. We are actually finding stronger radio transmissions from Jupiter than from the sun at this time.
Really?
Yeah, they're measuring them from Jupiter. Anyway, now moving back, and this is very important. CRE are the is an abbreviation for the for a class. It's called carbapenem resistant enterobacteria, and what that means is that the common antibiotics that you use for bacteria that get into your digestive system don't work anymore, and so they call it CRE. And as it turns out, they did a study in the southeast United States, and Duke University runs the healthcare system down in the southeast. And they did a study, and they're saying that 60% of the people had the symptoms of having.
Anna, we are out of time.
Okay.
We'll do some radio in a few hours with Dr. Deagle. Thanks for being with us.
All right. Thanks, Doc.
Okay. Be back in an hour, my second hour, Blog Talk Radio. There's a link from the top right-hand corner on my website, thelibertyman.com. Paul Martin will be with us talking about various geopolitical matters and health concerns in the western part of the country. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive weekend, and God bless America.